Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Rich Galen is our guest. He's a Republican operative. He's the publisher of Mullings.com. I encourage you to check it out. Thrice weekly cyber columnist. Outstanding. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. You know, Rich, as you watch Washington, as you pay attention to Washington, you watch what's happening with and around and connected to the Obama administration, you feel like you're watching a slow, and folks, I'm just calling it like I see it, a slow motion wreck, train wreck, and you think, well, you know, maybe this is just politics, people pointing things out, you know, people, they're, you know, a little more aggressive political positioning, whatever, but it's most of the issues are coming from within the administration, and is this a case of heightened political intensity, or Is this the chickens coming home to roost for the Obama administration?
I don't think those are mutually exclusive, but I think I would put a little more weight on the chickens coming home to roost. This administration really seems to be acting like it's in its eighth year, not its fourth year, which is to say it just seems like it's exhausted. And as the polls keep talking about how, you know, this is the toss-up race and it's 50-50, will he get reelected, will he not? It's hard to get people to come into the administration. Who wants to, you know, fill out all those forms, have some 23-year-old Republican Senate staffer pouring over your bank for a job that may only last six months.
Is that the reason why only campaign surrogates seem to be going out for the president, not administration surrogates?
Well, no, I think that's a different issue, and I wrote about that a little bit this morning, Matt. I think the networks have to start demanding that the administration put people on the air that speak for the administration.
For the government, not for the campaign.
Who only speaks for the campaign.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so, I mean, because they could always say, well, that's Axelrod. He's, you know, he's just the campaign guy. But he does.
Yeah. So another thing is this issue of all the leaks. The leaks about the drone strikes, the leaks about the doctor in Pakistan, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, these are things. Even Democrats are apoplectic about this. Senator Feinstein, I thought she was going to flip her wig the other day over this.
Yeah, you can argue back and forth about tax policy and healthcare policy and everything else, but the one thing that everybody agrees on is that you have to protect the nation's secrets.
Right.
And if there's even a whiff of using that kind of information for political gain, then nobody's going to defend that. Nobody will defend that.
Well, does this have legs? Does this leak thing have legs? Could this be a controversy that he can't recover from?
Well, those are two different questions. We'll see what happens. And I'm sure that they're asking Holder to not to hold off, but to go as slowly as possible.
Right.
But it didn't help that here in Washington over the weekend there was a big, 30th or 40th anniversary piece by Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, kind of recounting the whole Watergate thing, which was the President of the United States attempting to use the CIA and the FBI solely for political gain. Look how that turned out.
Well, even the New York Times is demanding information, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. No, that's right. That's what I mean. Nobody will defend the misuse of national secrets for political gain. And even if it didn't come out of the Oval Office, and I there's no reason to think that it did, but the fact is that just indicates that nobody's got their hand on the tiller. And again, it just adds to the kind of narrative that this administration is just incompetent.
And this makes the Scooter Libby thing under the Bush administration look like jaywalking, doesn't it?
Which always, I still, someday Scooter's going to write the book about that, and we're going to find out what happened. I still find that to be just unbelievable.
Right.
But it was really too bad because he's a good guy.
Well, So if you had to handicap the election right now, what would you say?
You know, I think it's flipped over the last, and it's, you know, the election's not today, so there's a lot to go before it happens. But I would say right now that I would give a slight edge to Romney, just because, you know, he can go on the attack. He doesn't have to defend any of this stuff. And we haven't gotten the Supreme Court ruling.
June on
health care.
June could be is going to be an interesting month. Are you still poo-pooing my prediction that Biden won't be on the ticket this November?
Yes, I am poo-pooing.
Okay, we'll see about that. We'll see about that. Hey, Rich, thanks.
We have a lunch on it, right?
That's exactly right. Hey, thanks for being here, Rich. See you next time.
Okay, pal. Thank you.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, Mullings.com. Rich is a great American, and if you should follow him and get to know him a little bit. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.